You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In this week's episode, we are honoring all the daddies to celebrate Father's Day. We discuss our favorite YouTube dads, celebrity dads, the DILFs of Disneyland, and honor the Maury Povich Show to find out if we are the father. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Hey, Daddy!
Yeah!
Corey, today's a very special day.
It's 2 days after Father's Day?
That's my favorite day!
Oh my God.
You know, of all 365...
The Tuesday after Father's Day.
Yes, the Tuesday after Father's Day is such a special day to me.
Oh my God.
Because we're recording this episode and it's going live and you're hearing it right now.
It's... Actually, I was going to say it's my mom's birthday also.
That's why I love it. Should we call your mom and say happy birthday?
To her?
Yeah.
In advance. She's working right now.
Okay. Well, some of our mothers. She's got to work.
Some of our mothers are working, unlike your mother who can just pick up the dang phone whenever you dial her.
You better work.
Yeah. this episode isn't about the mamas, though.
Okay. Well, then.
It's about the papas.
Well, then Danette and Jackie can sit down.
Sit down and shut up.
Shut it.
I wish Jackie would.
Oh, God. That's why we're not calling
her.
She's
literally going to call me and be like, I heard what you said.
Just block her number. That's what I did.
Whoa.
Okay. So, Corey, it's Father's Day.
It is.
Now, before we begin, would you ever consider me your father?
No, you're 4 years younger than I am.
That's weird.
Tyler, you are not the father.
Oh, my God. I wish we could call Maury.
I wish.
Do you have Maury's number?
Maury Povich?
Yeah. What a Maury. I guess we do have a Maury.
Yeah.
Also, I hate to say the word Maury.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound weird coming out?
After you've said it 9 times now.
Maury.
Yeah.
Maury. Is it Maury?
Just keep saying it.
Do you ship Maury and Judge Judy?
No.
Why? No.
Didn't
Why?
Maury Povich,
Why do you hate love?
Didn't Maury Povich date Connie Chung?
Oh my God, really?
I think so.
Oh,
I think
wow.
They used to have a show together.
Love is beautiful.
I had a point, though.
I doubt that.
We should have really just made this episode about bringing in guests and telling them, you are not the father.
Of who?
Anybody.
Truly. I guess that applies to Corey. Have you ever had a child?
I have no children.
I guess men don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
The majority of men, I don't think I have either. But what if, you never know if somebody...
Could what?
Takes anything from your body.
Like the aliens?
Yeah, the aliens, they take them. They take your stuff.
Do you wake up with weird bruises or cuts?
Yes, you know I bruise like a peach.
So an alien's coming in, taking your juices
making... Please don't say juices.
Alien babies.
No, not an alien baby, any baby. Maybe
just maybe
any baby could be my baby.
Well,
I guess happy Father's Day to me is what I'm trying to say.
I think.
Because all these bitches is my sons. I tweet that every Father's Day.
I think you've successfully made another holiday about you. So, well, that's it.
That's it.
The whole episode.
If you want to subscribe to Psychobabble, I'm kidding.
Be sure to give it the quickest little clickest.
Corey, it's Father's. What is all over my hoodie?
Dirt. You're a filthy pig animal. Smell it.
It smells like sugar. Something sugary. I think it might have been a donut.
Oh my God.
It smells just like a donut.
You're a mess. Truly. You're a mess.
Well,
you're like pig pen.
When you become a father, you'll know that other.
Maybe that's baby spit up.
Cleanliness. Oh, baby spit up.
Your alien baby came down and she spit up all over.
I got a little bit of spittle.
A little bit of spittle on your yittle.
All over my yittle. I wish I had a griddle. A McGriddle.
Have you ever had a McGriddle?
Only when I'm playing my fiddle.
I got a giddle on a hiddle.
Are you going to go diddle your jiddle?
And what's that?
Daddy knows what his jiddle is. Corey, I hate
everything about
you. Got a little bit of spittle.
No, I don't.
Right in the middle. Oh, my God. Oh, nope. Just a skittle.
Just a grape skittle. That's some spittle. In the middle, that's a grape skittle.
Stop it. Literally, back to my dad.
Oh, my God. Which Corey, dad? You're the dad.
John Green. My father.
Now, if John Green was your father, would you let him give you a spank?
Oh, my God. John, wait. Should we call John Green right now?
Do you think he would answer?
I don't know if I have his number in this phone.
I don't even know what's happening. We've been talking
I'm just going to look. Because that
few
is,
minutes.
He's dad as fuck. Let's see.
The other day he tweeted, got my Tyler Oakley Prizio campaign shirt. And he was like, it looked like when your parents force you to take a picture on the first day of school and you're mad about it. That was what John Green looked like in his Tyler Oakley Prizio t-shirt.
Listen, he loved it. I retweeted. I said, you are dad as fuck right now.
He looked like depressed dad.
He might be my favorite YouTube dad. What other YouTube dads are there?
Are there YouTube dads?
Yeah.
I'm not following any of them.
Phil DeFranco has a kid.
Does he?
Yeah.
Joe Penna has a kid.
Yep.
I guess I was like, Michael Buckley has a kid. And then I was like, no, he has 18 dogs.
Nope, just 18 dogs.
Which he calls the kids.
Mm.
Now, do you think anyone has a kid like a baby goat?
Oh, yes, actually, probably.
And they're like, got my kids.
I'm pretty sure one of Jenna Marble's dogs is a baby goat, actually.
Is a goat.
Yeah. She got a kid.
Interesting. Yeah. Who would have known? Last year on Father's Day, I think it was last year, I tweeted at all the like celebrity dads who have kids, like Ricky Martin.
What a fun skit.
And I was like, happy birthday, dad. But actually, I said happy Father's Day.
I was going to say.
And Troy was like, if you tweet one more celebrity, happy Father's Day, I'm unfollowing you.
Well, did he unfollow you?
No, he bullied me.
He probably muted you.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh.
Speaking of Joey Gag-Sefra,
okay.
Would you consider him a dad?
No, all these bitches younger than me, they're my sons.
So who are your favorite celebrity dads?
Ricky Martin.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Because he's living la vida papi.
Si.
Por favor. And also no.
What?
I don't know. Who's your favorite?
I was like, I don't know that celebrity. I thought you were referencing a celebrity. My favorite celebrity dads.
Wait, now are you talking like gay celebrity dads or just like any
dads? I don't like straight people. I'm kidding. strike it from the record.
If you're straight and listening, he apologizes.
I re-apologize. No, my favorite, I was going to say another gay dad. He just happens to be gay, but he is a dad. NPH and David Burke. I love them. Only because
of their
Halloween.
Halloween. I was literally like, yeah.
I mean, leave it to a couple of gay dads to dress up their kids in the best costumes possible.
Which I don't think I got that gay gene because my Halloween costumes suck every year.
Now, what gene did you get? High-waisted? Or pleated?
I got pleated, flared, distressed,
tapered, wash,
and also maternity gene.
Fraternity.
Not fraternity gene. Those are also the ones with the distressed
maybe
denim.
It's a paternity gene. And I'm wearing paternity denim.
And I also got that denim with the chain to the wallet.
What about a carpenter for a hammer?
Yes.
When it is hammer time.
Ooh.
Is he a dad?
Hammer time. Must be.
Who's that man?
MC Hammer. I will tell you.
I will tell you.
We had MC Hammer dolls, like Barbies, but MC Hammer. And to this day, my mom has both of them in our basement, like saved.
Locked away.
She thinks they're going to be worth $1 million.
Literally
someday.
My mom with her Princess Diana Beanie Baby, which is like tattered and worn. I'm like, Mom, this is worth literally, like you couldn't pay me to take it.
Really? It's garbage.
It's garbage. It's
fair. We had MC Hammer Barbies and I had all the New Kids on the Block Barbies.
Now, you remember back in the day when you would go to middle school or elementary school and they would have the Scholastic Book Club.
Uh-huh.
And you could order your books. It was the best day in the world. I ordered one year the Beanie Baby pricing guide. And
they Beanie Baby pricing guide.
I still
guide.
Have it. It's like a little pocketbook. Yeah. And it's got all the prices.
I got distracted because Jennifer Hudson had a song.
I was literally thinking about Pocketbook by Jennifer Hudson.
Featuring Luda, which is a good song. If y'all don't know, go listen.
It includes a threat where she's going to hit you with her pocketbook.
Yes.
Now, what is a pocketbook?
It's like a purse.
Okay, sure. Well, my pocketbook was a pricing guide.
Beanie Babies.
And it had the price listed for what you could buy these Beanie Babies at nowadays. And then if you saved them in mint condition with like the little casing for the tag, what it would be worth in like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. Some of those Beanie Babies, according to that pocketbook, are going to be worth millions. Well, I kept all my Beanie Babies. And let me tell you, I searched eBay.
And they're
worth 50 cents.
Nickels.
Nickels.
There was a kid on my soccer team who tried to tell all of us that his mom invented.
I hate that. I hate those, him. I hate him already.
Those little plastic hearts that keep the Beanie Baby tag in pristine condition.
I met the guy whose grandfather invented baby carrots.
I don't believe that.
True.
For a second.
True. Everyone calls him Baby Carrot.
I once met a guy whose whole job was to do all the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
His whole job?
God.
I'll give you a whole job.
His whole job was to take a baby carrot.
And put it in his whole job.
And put it in a breadstick.
Oh, is that what you call it?
I don't know.
You're making me breadstick.
Speaking of Father's Day, did you ever consider yourself the father of all those Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
Were you ever like, kids, clean the room?
No, I would. I didn't pretend with my Beanie Babies. I used to pretend with my Legos. And I would make them do sexual things, I think.
I hate that you're calling it pretending.
What do you mean? Play pretend. It's a thing kids did. I would make two men Lego guys.
I used to pretend.
Do it. I'd be like, ooh, and then
your imagination sucks.
My imagination was filth garbage, and I made them do it. And then connect. I would use connects if they wanted to get freaky.
Yeah. My brother and I had a bunch of G.I. Joes, and we'd make them dance to Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
You're literally stupid. You're so dumb.
And we would make them all put their arms around each other and do like, right, and they would kick out the leg like a can-can dance. I mean,
Speaking of
eight hands.
Can you not?
So you don't love my G.I. Joe story.
I would prefer not to be the father of that.
He is not the father of any Beanie Babies or a G.I. Joe.
Now, Corey, let's talk about your dad.
My dad?
Yeah
let's talk about John.
Tell me about John.
Well, his name's John.
Cool.
He's a butcher.
Oh, my God. This is the most annoying story. I actually remember it now.
What?
Because you're always like, anytime we eat meat, you're like, well, as a son of a butcher.
No, that's not.
You're like, I can't eat this low-quality ham.
I love low-quality ham. Just kidding.
I can tell.
Trash.
Look at that.
Look at that fraternity jeep.
Look at that paternity jeep bulging with low-quality ham.
There's lots of sodium in ham. You would know that if your father was a butcher.
You know, they call my ass low-quality ham.
They also call your ass Miss Piggy because it oinks.
Ham sandwich. You want to get in this ham sandwich?
I was going to say, you know my dad's a butcher.
You're going to need some mayo.
You know my grandpa was a butcher.
Lettuce?
And when I tell people that story, they're always like, so you come from a long line of meat packers?
Well.
That's like them hate crime.
That is a bit homophobic.
Don't you think?
Don't you stink?
And then I'm like, yeah, and my grandma's a fudge packer.
Oh, my God. Is he?
My grandma?
Yeah.
No, she had a deli.
Hater.
Not a fudge factory.
Hater.
But John's like, I will say, I was home.
Oh, I thought we were back to John Green.
No, my dad, John. Not my dad, John Green. I was going to say my dad and I went kayaking the last time I was home.
Oh, my God. Is he a jock?
Yeah, that's where I get it from.
Is he single?
No.
Oh.
My dad's got a girlfriend.
Hot.
I mean, she's a great cook. She has one of those dogs that a lot of people like. You know, I don't care for dogs, so I don't even know the breed.
Is it a French bulldog?
I think so.
Everyone loves that dog.
I think. Is that the one that's always black and white? Which one
was?
You're
thinking of a zebra. You're thinking of a grown zebra.
You know that.
Wait, your family has a zebra?
We do.
So you're growing it and meeting it up for the deli?
Yeah. No.
Would you eat a zebra?
I have. Again?
What's your dip of choice with a zebra? You want to keep it black and white? You want to use ranch?
And like a mole?
Oh, holy moly.
Holy moly. No, what's that dog from, you know, that Disney Pixar animated short with that stupid annoying dog that everybody loved?
Yeah, you hated it.
You literally
went on Twitter and went on a rampage.
I hated that. That's the kind of dog she has.
Okay, yeah.
Like a Boston
Schnauzer,
Terrier?
Perhaps?
No, my mom has a Schnauzer. Yeah, we got dogs in the family.
Cool.
All in. Yeah, cool. That's the family name. Oh my god.
Speaking of Disney dogs.
Okay.
Not dogs, Disney dads.
Okay.
Are there any Disney dads you like? I like Zeus. He could get it.
Zeus could? King Triton.
Oh my god.
You know I'm into a guy with a beard.
Oh my god. And fish.
And so a guy who has a beard but also serves fish.
Does he got a dick?
King Triton?
Yeah.
Who cares? He's got a Triton.
Oh.
That's got three prongs.
Oh, my God.
For her pleasure.
Tone it down, daddy.
I was going to say, was there a Toy Story dad? But there wasn't. It was just that mom.
No, I think she was divorced and happy about it. Living her own life as a single parent.
I
good
think
for
so.
Her.
She finally got, like, back out there.
Let's think about what she's doing.
Let's not. That's very anti-Father's Day.
Okay, never mind.
Let's think about what his dad's doing.
Well, you know what? He's probably just doing his own thing. He doesn't seem very present. And maybe that's why he has to imagine.
And maybe that's why he's not getting a present.
Maybe that's why
year.
He's jamming his Lego men against each other.
Maybe that's why he's got to play pretend. I hate that you said
it. It's called play pretend.
I think it's called make believe.
Oh, my God. I guess we just come from different
My mom
backgrounds.
Would be like, you guys, get down in the basement and make believe.
Girl,
that's when we
make,
could.
When you make, when you eat a lot of, I can't believe it's not butter, and then you make it.
No.
And by make it, I mean poop it out.
It's when we couldn't play video games anymore. My mom and dad would tell us we had to go play pretend.
I got what you mean. I was just saying make believe. You were making the believe.
Speaking of mean. You're being mean.
Oh, you could also make believe, like, if you eat.
Oh, so now it's make believing.
So if you eat Justin Bieber's album, Believe.
Yeah.
And then you shit it out. You make it believe.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hashtag make believe.
Hashtag make believe. Yeah.
That was some good shit.
Thank you.
Right
thank
there.
You, thank you. Same with his album. It was actually good shit. Shit, but it's good.
What was the one you always tried to make me like that you're like,
oh,
wait.
Believe! The song Believe by Justin Bieber is so good. Not only could I not believe it wasn't a single. But it wasn't included in
the movie.
Or the movie.
Wait, it had to be in the movie. What was this? Always got the choir that comes in and you're always like, you're going to want to hear this choir.
Maybe it was. Oh my God, it's so good.
I do remember you trying to make me watch his movie on Netflix.
You know what?
Once.
I'm literally adding it to my Spotify playlist as I speak.
Your jams playlist?
Yes.
Wow.
Believe.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, how much longer until he's a dad?
Oof.
Wait.
You don't think he is already?
No, didn't he have that song that's like, Maria's not my baby? No, literally.
Oh, yeah.
What was that song?
Yeah, I liked it. It was like, no, it was his version of...
His version of Fancy by Reba McEntire.
No, it was his version of...
The Boy
that?
Is Mine by Brandy
no,
and Monica.
No, the Michael Jackson song.
Billie Jean is not
yeah,
my
Yeah, it was
lover.
Literally the... It was, he's trying to make a new version, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That was his intention.
As soon as everyone gets push notifications if they follow my Spotify, so they just saw that I added Justin Bieber Believe. I'm about to get dragged on Twitter. I believe it. You best believe.
Well, speaking of Father's Day, do you think you would ever want to be a father?
Yeah. Is obviously.
How many kids are you going to have?
How many kids am I going to have? I don't know. I come from a big family, and I liked being able to, like, blend in with
you
all my
a whole
siblings.
Litter of kids.
I feel like if I were to have one kid or two kids, they, like, it's just kind of like, I don't know.
Now, nothing against only children, but I hate you. Just kidding. I'm sure most of you are well-adjusted and totally normal.
I mean, there are plenty of not only children that are not well-adjusted.
Oh, well, I mean, hello, look at my family.
I was going to say, hello, look at Josh Duggar.
Whoa, this is not a Duggar episode.
Do you like the Duggar dad?
I'm not even entertaining any Duggar commentary today.
Well, fuck him.
That's my official reply. Back to your babies.
Back to my babies. I want to have kids. Yeah, for sure. Here's things that I don't like. When people are like, I would prefer to have a boy or a girl or whatever.
Oh.
I'm like, who cares?
I got names for both. I got names. All lined down the block.
Yeah. What? Like what?
I'm not giving them up on this hard-hitting podcast where millions upon millions of people listen and also subscribe if you're listening.
Dads too.
I don't want kids to steal. Oh, actually, I'd probably have. Well, not anymore. I was going to say, I'll probably have kids before they do, but that's not necessarily the truth. Aliens could be taking their juices.
Jesus. So you have kid names picked out.
I do.
So do I. Are they family names or no?
No, I have five names picked out.
You think you're going to use all of them?
Yeah, I'm going to
have
five
kids.
I was
pissed. My brother had a kid and he used one of my names.
Really?
So and now I knew.
So
I
now
have to
you
announce
understand.
My names.
Oh, you have to. You think that means announce them?
No. Within the family, I have to call dibs, basically.
Got it. I'm like, keep that shit on lockdown.
He took that name before I called dibs.
Oh.
And now she lives.
Now it's alive.
My niece. She lives.
You could have cousins with the same names. No?
Oh, my God.
Make it very easy for your mom's tattoo collection.
Oh, my God. Heaven help. Heaven scalp.
Heaven scalp your mother.
Oh, my God. I'm not scalping my mother.
Now, are there any celebrities out there who you refer to as, like, dad?
Who's my dad?
Because you're like, oh, he's dad AF.
Ricky Martin.
Really?
Yeah. Who else? Zayn, even though he's younger than me.
Really? Now, do you believe in the, like, dads have to be older or younger?
No, because you can be my daddy.
I'm not going to call Katy Perry or Sarah Bareilles mom.
Whatever, I don't care.
Sorry, that was just my obligatory mention of
John Green
of
really is my dad, though.
Wait.
Yeah.
Should we get Maury?
No, I don't know. No.
Not the father.
But like, I just think of him as like a dad. Same with Buck. Like, he's like my YouTube dad.
I do.
Yeah.
Buck's like
I do. Are we married?
Buck's like my gay YouTube dad. And also, he's only 10 years older than me, so that's creepy.
There have been younger dads on the planet. Who's the youngest dad? I think he was like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It's fucked.
Will you please take a moment to Google world's youngest father?
On it.
Is there anything?
The youngest dad on Earth. Oh, hold on.
What?
Yeah, 12 years old.
No.
Oh, my God.
A 12-year-old dad.
At 12 years and 3 months, this girl is 5 months younger than Britain's youngest. Previous youngest mom.
That's mom. We're talking about dad.
The youngest dad on record was 12. He was born in 1998.
Can we get the age and month and day like they did for the mother?
I'm over it.
Oh.
I want to go back to Disney dads, though, because there was Grandmother Willow.
Yeah.
She's my favorite mom of Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
the best dad of Disney? Not King Triton.
Maybe Jafar?
He's not.
No, obviously Mufasa was the best Disney dad to exist.
Kind of Simba.
Now,
he had kids, didn't he?
I think at the
end. At the end?
Did you ever see Lion King 1.5?
Oh, my God. I'm not garbage. I have standards. Oh, my God. We need to talk about something so important. DILFs of Disneyland.
Oh, yes.
This
Thank
is
you.
Important.
Thank you.
It's
Thank
the
you.
Instagram
Thank
account
you.
Taking the country by storm, if not the world, if not the internet, maybe even aliens that take my juices and make babies. They love this Twitter Instagram account. It's DILFs_of_Disneyland. And I follow it religiously. And they just take – people submit pictures of – hot dads at Disneyland, and it's just a stream.
How do you feel, though, about taking unapproved pictures of
I guess
fathers
right.
and children?
Well, I'm okay with the dads because they're in a public place, right? Or maybe not.
As someone who was
but
recently –
But I guess I don't like – yeah, you're right.
As
oh
someone
my God,
who
I,
was
I'm
recently
so,
at an airport with
I'm
someone
so
standing behind me taking sneaky pics instead of just asking for a pic –
I'm so hypocritical right now.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite TV dad? Homer?
Well, no. Tim.
Homer was a good TV dad.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Now, well, we'll get to Tim. Homer, I think, was a good dad because he tried his best. He was dumb, but he tried his best.
I don't know how you talk about him in the past tense. Girl, that show is on. It's like 90th season.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who your dad as fuck is? Are we literally going to get there?
On the count of three. Phil from Modern Family.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bob Harper.
Oh,
he's like
yeah.
a dad.
I thought we were talking about TV dads.
Oh, yeah. I like Phil. Oh, no, you weren't there. I met him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
What?
Did I not tell you?
No.
Yeah, I was with Jesse, who's on Modern Family.
And God, you met Ty Burrell, and you didn't even tell me about it.
Well, I had met Ty Burrell before, but I don't think you remember.
Wow, brag alert.
At the Tie the Knot
Something.
Opening thing. They opened like a, listen, there's a, anyway. But I met him officially at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and Jesse and, Justin were explaining what a YouTuber was to him, and he was very perplexed. And then I brought over Grace, and he was like bewildered by it all. That's all.
I loved Ty Burrell.
He was very nice and very tall.
So back to Bob Harper.
Sure.
Oh my gosh. Could he get it?
Does he have kids?
No. He has a dog.
Oh. So he's a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually, of all the, I know I'm not a big fan of being like dad.
You're not a fan of
to celebs, but I mean, Bob's like,
you know,
20 years older
dad?
Than me, so I can say it.
You know who's a hot dad?
Who?
Chris Pratt.
Is he a dad?
Yeah. They don't talk about his like love life or his kids or anything personal. He's really good about keeping that private, but he's a hot dad. I just saw an article about how he was teaching his son something. The Pledge of Allegiance.
He was teaching his kids something.
The Pledge of Allegiance. And apparently it was cute. The headline was like, watch Chris Pratt adorably teach his son the Pledge of Allegiance. Not good enough for me to click it. Good enough for me to remember it.
Got it. Got it. Now, would you be interested in taking a little quiz about what kind of dad will you be?
Sure. I'm vaguely interested. Not very interested. As long as they ask me my favorite color and I'm allowed to say yellow. Because usually they don't include yellow.
Well, this quiz actually, though, kind of gets like freaky deaky.
Okay.
So question number one, they don't even mess around. They're getting right into it. How would you handle the sex talk?
Oh, my God.
Would you be like, y'all figure.
Skits.
Puppets.
Is puppets one of them?
You'd be like, no, I'm looking. Would you be like, I know about the Snapchat.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Is that one of them?
Literally.
Yeah, it's literally me. I'd be like, kids. I know what you're up to.
I do like the options. The one's like, y'all figure it out. The other one's like,
my parents told me to figure it out.
One of them's like, jerking, it's totally normal.
Oh, my God,
One of them's like, when two people love each other.
No.
One of them's like, don't care what you do, just wrap it up. And one's like, sex should not be taken lightly.
Oh, my God.
And then your choice is, I know about the Snapchat.
Yeah, mine's definitely I know about Snapchat.
If you had a motto, what would it be?
I need options. If there's options, I can't just say you do you, queen.
I was looking. I was scanning really quick. That wasn't an option. Be yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, knowledge is power.
No.
Fuck it. Do what makes you happy.
Yes.
Get rich or die trying.
No.
People are idiots.
Yes.
Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Fuck everything.
Fuck it. Do what makes you happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your kid is in jail. Question three. What do you do?
Leave them. Let them rot.
Let the justice system do its work.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not here to give anybody help. No.
Well, actually, this is weird because one says let the justice system do its work and the other says let them sit there. Oh, for a while.
Let them sit there.
For a while.
Let the justice system work.
Figure it out. Got it. What's your drink of choice?
Whiskey.
And that's literally a choice. Thank you.
I'm dead as fuck.
You're playing music for your baby. What is it?
Gaga.
So that narrows it down to, I literally have no
Gaga's
idea.
Gaga's Born This Way album, Highway Unicorn specifically.
No, I think your choice is, now that's what I call music.
Is Highway Unicorn an option?
No.
Oh, now?
Now, that's
is Kids Bop in there?
No.
Okay. I guess now's the closest.
Which of these do you consider overrated? Oh my God, this quiz is on fire. Rules, Chinese food, drugs, happiness, losing your V card, or Iggy Azalea?
Girl, I'm going to sip my tea and you know what to click.
God, I can't believe you dragged Chinese food like that.
No!
Says the kid with orange chicken background on his phone.
Please don't come for me.
What is most important to you? Being a good person?
Chinese food.
Being a good dad? R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
Chinese food.
Not being a bitch? Money or having fun?
I guess I wasn't listening because I was thinking about Chinese food.
Being a good person?
Sure.
Or being a good dad?
Once I'm a dad, it's all about being a dad. When I'm a dad, I'm forfeiting everything else in my life.
Wow. So being a good dad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Ty Burrell, you got Phil Dunphy.
Ah!
You will be.
He is such a good dad in the show, I will say.
You will be a fun, loving father. Due to your desire to be seen as cool, you will try mercilessly to be a parent rather than a parent. Like a peer-ent.
I will, though. I'll be such a cool dad.
Sometimes alienating your kids despite your good intentions. In time, though, your children will grow to love this about you and appreciate all of your effort. And yes, you'll be the king of dad jokes. Is that your official responses to like?
I pointed at Corey.
I didn't love it.
What? You got a Skittle in the middle.
Bring back my fiddle.
Oh my God. What's that called?
Driddle.
Brittle?
A peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle.
Well, I think since we went full circle back, I was going to say back to the middle. But we went back to the brittle.
Malcolm in the middle. That was a good dad.
I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving. I'm wrapping this up.
Now, Corey, where can people find you?
On the internet.
Cool. Where can people find me?
On the internet.
Cool. Where can people subscribe?
On the internet.
Cool. And for all of our little listeners out there, if you like psychobabble, you might just like my new book, Binge, which comes out in October, but you can pre-order today. You go to tyleroakleybook.com. It's stories that I've never told that never made it into the podcast or in videos. It's really intimate for all of our listeners. If you like behind-the-scenes stuff, you might like the book. So go get the book. Again, tyleroakleybook.com. You can pre-order today. And yeah. I hope you like it. Thank you for listening. Go tell your dads you love them.
Even if you're 2 days late, it's okay.
And even if they're not by blood, any guy that assumes a role of taking care of you, that's a dad in my mind. Give him some love.
I was going to say, tweet at somebody who you think is dad AF, and don't let Troy Sivan bully you if he tries to tell you not to.
And also, if you're into it, find your own daddy. Would you ever get a sugar daddy?
No. I'm a strong, independent man.
That don't mean you don't want, like, an extra income.
I don't. The only thing I want is extra bacon.
And on that note, let's go get some bacon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.